brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here on this 10th day of September, 2007. A date which hopefully will live in glory for the people of the United States. If we can get the Campo Board down at the state capitol to back off tolling our existing highways tonight. Again, that meeting is at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. And if you can get there, boy, you can really help out. I mean, this is something, citizen activism is something you can do. So try to get there. Okay, once again, I was busy bashing Christopher Hayes of the new Nation magazine for his ridiculous article about called "The Roots of Paranoia," about why people are so paranoid about September 11th, even though there isn't any evidence that anything went wrong there. It was just, you know, we were just caught by surprise, right? Okay, let me continue on with this. He claims that the Reichstag fire was caused by a lone zealous anarchist. That's a bold-faced lie. Pure and simple, just a lie. And then he says the Nazis benefited from the fire, but they didn't cause it. Well, you know, I guess Christopher Hayes must believe in the gee, aren't we lucky theory of geopolitics. These evil men do things, rotten things, like Hitler's people and whatnot, and they just luck into things happening to benefit them. Well, look, a lone kooky anarchist burnt down the Reichstag. Hey, cool. We can use that for our benefit. We can blame it on the Jews and whatever. Come on, Chris, do you really believe in the gee, aren't we lucky theory of geopolitics? I suppose you probably believe that when Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote his book, The Grand Chessboard, Mr. CFR, Mr. David Rockefeller protege, Mr. Nazi himself, wrote a book called The Grand Chessboard in 1997, wherein he said that we need to seize all the oil in the Caspian Basin, and we need to build the Unocal pipeline through Afghanistan. He even had a map of it in his book. And he said America needs to be autocratic abroad. We need to go kick the butt of all these people over there, keep them fighting amongst themselves, and get control of all that oil. But the problem is, America is far too democratic at home to be autocratic abroad. And absent an event which just scares the ever-living bejesus out of the American people and rattles their sense of domestic safety, gee, that's going to be a hard thing to accomplish. And I guess Christopher Hayes would say, oh, look at there, September 11th happened, and Zbigniew Brzezinski just had that aren't we lucky theory of geopolitics, and lo and behold, September 11th happens, and they get their Pearl Harbor event. Wow, how lucky can these super rich banker types get that they get their way just by luck? Christopher Hayes, you think that's how they got that? And the guys from the Project for the New American Century, all those neocons, wrote that article about how we need to redo our military and forward base everything over in the Middle East and build more forward bases and all that. And they said, you know, it's going to be real hard to do absent a catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. And lo and behold, in the gee, aren't we lucky theory of geopolitics, September 11th comes along and gives them their excuse. Wow. Wow. Man, I wish I could be that lucky to get my way all the time just by pure luck. All right, going on with this article from Christopher Hayes. The problem is continuing to assert the existence of a conspiracy, even if the evidence shows it to be virtually impossible. Hey, that reminds me of your NAFTA superhighway argument. It's a preposterous statement. We'll be back in a few. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, and the 911 Truth Movement is kicking the New World Order in the tail quite effectively lately. Quite well. We're doing quite well. More and more people are waking up to the fact that the official conspiracy put out by the power elite about what happened on September 11th is a big crock. And I was talking about, again, I'm talking about Christopher Hayes and his ridiculous article called Roots of Paranoia. I'll go on with this. He quotes the Popular Mechanics article saying, oh, well, Popular Mechanics disproved all the nutty conspiracy theories. Yeah, Popular Mechanics, the guy that wrote it, is the cousin of Benjamin Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director. Give me a break. A little nepotism there, you know, going on there. And he talks about one example. Here's his example about how, he says, to pick just one example, steel might not melt at 1500 degrees, the temperature at which jet fuel burns, but it does begin to lose a lot of its strength, enough to cause the support beams to fail. Yeah, tell me all about Building 7 there, Chris. Tell me how all that jet fuel that was enveloping Building 7 from the plane that didn't hit it. Tell me about how all those big, gigantic skyscrapers that have never fallen down from a fire before, all those raging infernos that have happened in skyscrapers, and they don't seem to want to fall down. Chris, tell me about that. Tell me all about that. Can you tell me about that? And, you know, another thing, structural failure. You talk about the structural failure of Building 7. Talk about a physical anomaly. You know, they say that it was damaged by some falling debris from the North Tower 100 yards away, and that combined with fires inside Building 7 knocked out the one column right around below the 12th floor that held up the whole building, and then it fell down. What a crock that is. I mean, that was one of the NIST's many conclusions, that fire in the building caused by collapse of the, you know, the when the plane hit the North Tower, fire got into the number 7. Combined with debris from the collapse of the North Tower, tagged the column holding up the whole place. You know, it's preposterous. You know, you think of a modern 47-story steel-framed skyscraper is built like a bunch of Jenga blocks. Knock out one and the whole thing comes down. Preposterous. Also, an engineer friend of mine points out that you can't have a symmetrical collapse from an asymmetrical failure. Asymmetrical damage does not generate a symmetrical collapse. And also, use your common sense. Even looking back to Building 1 and Building 2, you watch those videos over and over and over again. How did you have instantaneous concrete being blown into microscopic dust particles within a nanosecond? Somebody tell me how a structural failure caused by the collapse of some weakening steel supports is going to cause those concretes in the floor pans of every single area there to just instantly turn into powder. What kind of energy must be required for that to happen? Watch the videos. The things exploded. They didn't just collapse. But anyway, Building 7 is still my favorite because, you know, hey, no plane hit it. No giant, monstrous jet fuel either. Okay, so he goes on. He says that the public opinion trend lines are moving in the truther's direction. That's right. After the official 911 commission report was supposed to settle the matter once and for all. And then he admits that the commission was a whitewash. He's crawfishing here. He admits that it's a whitewash. How about that? And then he says this about the press. He says that the press isn't doing their job. He says that when the government speaks, particularly about the enemy, it must be presumed to be telling the truth. From the reporting about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction to the current spate of stories about how dangerous Iran is, time and time again, the press has reacted to official pronouncements about threats with near total absence of skepticism. Each time the government announces the indictment of domestic terrorists allegedly plotting our demise, the press devotes itself to the story with obsessive relish, only to later note on page A22 or in a casual aside that the whole thing was bunk. So again, he's arguing against his own self. He says the government lies all the time and the press eats it up. And that's a problem. And then he says that, meanwhile, those who realize that this was the White House's M.O. from the beginning have been labeled as conspiracy theorists in terms of people who these feds continue to break the law and mess things up and the press keeps eating it, you know, keeps buying it. During the 2004 campaign, Howard Dean made the charge that the White House was manipulating the terror threat level and recycling old intelligence. The Bush campaign responded by dismissing Dean as a bizarre conspiracy theorist. A year later, the Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge retired. He admitted that Dean's charge was indeed the truth. Once again, Chris Hayes flip-flopping over to our side. Continuing, conspiracy theories that claim to explain 911 are wrong-headed and a terrible waste of time. But the skeptical instinct is, on the balance, salutary. It is right to suspect that the operations of government, the power elite, and the military-industrial complex are often not what they seem, and proper to raise questions when the answers provided have been unconvincing. Given the untruths to which American citizens have been subjected these past 6 years, is it any surprise that a majority of them think the government's lying about what happened before and on September 11th? Yeah, you got a good point there, Chris. So what he's saying here, the government lies to us all the time, and people die because of it, but let's trust them on September 11th. This doesn't make any sense, Chris. The danger is This is him again. The danger is that the more the government's cynicism and deception are laid bare, the more people, on the left in particular, and among the public in general, will be drawn down the rabbit hole of delusion of the 911 truth movement. Yeah, you know, the government lies to us all the time. People die because of it. But you got to trust them on September 11th. Chris, your argument doesn't make any sense. He says that the antidote, ultimately, to the truth movement is a press that refuses to allow the government to continue to lie. Well, Chris, we already have a press that refuses to allow the government to continue to lie. Alex Jones is the chief representative of that press. The alternative media refuses to allow the government to continue to lie. It's us. It's not you. It's us. And again, how can he say the government lies all the time, but we need to trust them on September 11th? I don't know. And why, Chris, do you lie yourself about the NAFTA superhighway? You make up this monstrous lie about it, that it does, that it is not in the works, yet all the proof says it is. All of the proof says it is. And you sit there and make up a monstrous lie. Aren't you guilty of what you're accusing the press of being guilty of yourself? Aren't you your own worst enemy here? So, anyway, he says that because the mainstream press reports government lies as truth, the one time the government tells the truth about September 11th, we don't believe him, and so we're a bunch of tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy kooks. Hey, whatever. I guess that's, you know, what you get when you get to be a puffing writer at the puffin writing fellow, excuse me, puffin writing fellow at the Nation Institute. You know, it must be real hard to be a professional journalist and to try to concoct lies like that and then put them in an article and expect people to buy them. You know, it takes talent, because I know I'll never be a puffin writing fellow with the Nation Institute. And I'll probably never get into the CFR either. And I'm sure that, like I said before, I think Chris is bucking for CFR membership like one of his associates, Chris Hedges, Christopher Lynn Hedges, another puffin writing fellow who is a member of the CFR, both of them working for Katrina Vandenheuvel, who is a member of the CFR. And I want to point this out, too. I have a copy of the Nation magazine that has the article about the NAFTA superhighway in it. And there's an ad in here. They're trying to get you to subscribe. This is funny. Are you sitting down? Well, after all this, exposing what a ridiculous prevaricator Christopher Hayes is, and exposing that he is one of these proponents of the post-national America, you know, with no more America as a nation, post-national America on C-SPAN the other day. Listen to this ad trying to get you to subscribe to the Nation. Nobody owns the Nation. Not GE, not Disney, not Murdoch or Time Warner. We are a wholly owned subsidiary of our own conscience. No, you're a wholly owned subsidiary of the Council on Foreign Relations. This independence is why great writers have always used the Nation as an early warning system to expose before it's too late the frauds, the felonies, and the follies of the all-too-private enterprise we call our government. Well, gee, Chris, you sure screwed up on the NAFTA superhighway thing. You continue to promote the myth that there isn't one in the making. Interesting. Later on in the ad, it says, if you believe, as our readers do, that the highest form of patriotism is demanding to know exactly what your government's doing in your name, why not sign on today? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You want to talk about a media outlet that sits there and lies all the time? I think you find one in this CFR-controlled rag known as the Nation magazine. Now, I understand, I hope it's true, Alex is going to be calling in about 10 minutes. So we're going to be taking some, I hope we'll call in and we'll see what's going on up in New York. Once again, this is Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Back in a few.
Over the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ken Anderson from Midas, September 10, 2007, gold, 704 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $726.24, $358.20 for half, $179.24 for quarter. That's $726.24, $358.20, and $179.24.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Okay, I'm back again. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones here on this 10th day of September 2007. We're going to try to open up the phone lines for some phone calls. I'd like you to call in either about September 11th or potentially about the NAFTA Superhighway deal, whichever. The number is 1-800-259-9231. If you want to try to get it on the Alex Jones Show, 1-800-259-9231. Once again, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to contribute to a conversation about September 11th or something having to do with the NAFTA Superhighway, this event going on here in at the state capitol here this evening. So anyway, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say about Christopher Hayes, if I was to sum the whole thing up, you've got a guy who's supposed to be this highfalutin journalist. He graduated from Brown University, one of those Eastern establishment places where they filled his head full of globalist propaganda. You know, he works for the CFR rag, and he runs around getting a lot of money writing nonsense. You know, he's a good writer, but he writes nonsense. He on the one hand, he writes that the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, it's a real thing, yet he claims that there's no evidence that they intend to hook it up to go north or south of Texas. I mean, total BS, if you'll pardon my expression. And then you flip around, he writes on September 11th, too. So I'm saying if he would make up such a whopping lie about the Trans-Texas Corridor, so transparently false, what do you think he's doing about September 11th? You know, that's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, you can go read his stuff yourself if you want to. I'm sure he loves the publicity. He said that all publicity is good publicity. I'm kind of disappointed in him that he didn't come on the show, because, you know, had he come on the show, I'd have been able to ask him a lot of questions like, what the heck did you mean by post-national America? My goodness. That sounds like that's right out of David Rockefeller's playbook. You know, Americans are concerned about the lack of dialogue on post-national America. You know, I guess I must be a hayseed or something, I guess, because I believe in national America. I don't believe in post-national America. I believe in the Constitution, strict construction of the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in individual liberty. I believe that liberty flows from the individual, not from the group. I believe that if you protect the rights of the individual, you protect the rights of everybody. I believe that this democracy that they shove down our throats is a lie, that we are not a democracy. We are a republic with democratic underpinnings. In a republic, the rights of the minority are protected. A democracy, in its purest definition, is mob rule. Whatever the mob wants, they get. And they've been shoving that down our throats for years and years. The more the elites got a hold of our educational system, the more the feds got a hold of it, the worse the end product became, you know? And we are, yet we are classified as, you know, provincials, or we just don't get it, or don't you understand the new globalism, and, you know, you're just a bunch of Luddites and you want to go back to the good old days, yet global transnational trade is here, and you just need to get over it, you know? They want to demonize us that way, that we're just dumb and we need to be told what to do and shut up and don't you like free trade, you know? And of course they use the word free trade as if it were really free. It's nothing but a bunch of bureaucratic regulations that they intend to impose over and above the wishes of the American people. They want to put bureaucratic law on top of our law, on top of our Constitution. You know, and we don't like that, and therefore somehow there's something wrong with us. You know, that's the problem. It's a sick thing that they think we are backwards because we don't like totalitarianism. You know, it's bizarre. So when we get back, we're going to take some phone calls, and maybe Alex will call in. Who knows? Who knows what's going on up in New York? Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the GCN Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MREP Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones here this September the 10th, 2007. And I know I got some callers lined up, but you guys are just going to have to wait a little bit because I have another caller on the line, a fellow by the name of Alex Jones. Alex, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Bob, thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing the show. You're doing a fabulous job. I'm walking along in Soho in Manhattan, and I'm getting ready to go over to the local theater where I'm going to be speaking later. They're going to have the premiere of Loose Change Final Cut.
Say, when did you turn into an anarchist?
When did I turn into a communist?
Yeah, when did you turn into a sex pervert? I'm trying to figure all this out. I heard it on the mainstream news, Alex.
Well, that's why they have no credibility now. We are there protesting, and we have 9/11 truce signs. And Geraldo Rivera decides to slander everyone, libel everyone, and defame everyone. But look, he defamed himself.
Yeah.
We know the subjects he's got his mind on. You notice him.
How
and neocon buddies.
Well, how are you now? I mean, are you okay? I mean, everything's fine physically and everything?
We're good. I just want to thank everybody for the outpouring of support. I got thousands of phone calls down at the police station. Substation. It was right out of the movie.
He's breaking up. I just lost him. Are you there?
Bob, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Going back to what I was saying.
He's gone again.
Innocent men and the people surround the police station and are chanting, "Let him go, let him go." And I'll be there. Until Monday. I was in a substation, and on Monday I was took to court. But I was out in about 2.5 hours, thanks to all the people. So it was absolutely amazing. God bless you all, and thank you for your support. The bigger issue isn't me being arrested. The Discovery Channel cameraman was assaulted. Rob Jacobson, one of my camera guys, was assaulted, hit by the police before anything even happened. They didn't like being videotaped while they were arresting. So they just assaulted 3 different camera people. A British crew was there. And they arrested 2 of them for videotaping it. So that was a direct attack on the First Amendment. A frontal assault on free speech, the core, the heart of our cherished republic. And that's what's so disgusting about this. But the good news is we have illustrated that this country is in dire peril by showing how close our basic God-given rights are to being annihilated. And that's why you see the people of this country waking up, and regardless of which political bent you have, you're losing the basic Bill of Rights and Constitution, and that can't be good. That's always bad throughout history.
Yeah, you're still breaking up a little bit there, Alex. I can hear most of what you're saying. How is your cameraman? Is everybody out of jail now, or are you the only one that got out?
No, none of my cameramen were arrested. There was a British film crew here who literally did nothing. It was on national television. The police shoved them down to the ground and then grabbed their camera. The Discovery Channel cameraman was 20 feet away, but assaulted him and knocked him down twice. I saw the officer in charge punch my cameraman, Rob Jacobson, in the arm and then push him down. He would have hit the ground if there hadn't been people behind him that he fell into. So basically, it was a police riot. The police didn't like the fact that we took over live Fox television, and we did it because they were having an outside event. We were not on their private property. We were able to get right behind their shot and chant. We were able to take over. The police were already threatening to arrest us then. I said, they're threatening that. Give me that bullhorn.
Yeah,
it was an unpermitted march. Yeah. And so we got that bullhorn, and we let us a big dose of the First Amendment, cramming it right down their throats.
Yeah, but you were disturbing Geraldo Rivera's report on scantily clad women on Southwest Airlines, Alex.
Yeah, that's important news.
Yeah, come on now. We wanted to watch the scantily clad women. You know, give me a break.
Bob, what have you been covering today? And I'll tell you the other points.
I was covering this stuff about this Campo meeting that's going to be tonight, you know, at the state capitol, and how it's a big national issue because of the fact that we are the current skirmish in the battle to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway. And then I went after Christopher Hayes again because he wrote an article about September 11th calling it The Roots of Paranoia, and I went through there, and I think I thoroughly thrashed the boy. I invited him to come on the show, actually, and he refused to come on. He was polite. He said he would stay home and watch me roast him, listen to me roast him. So that's what I did. I went after Christopher Hayes. I figure if he lies about the NAFTA Superhighway, he must be lying about September 11th, too.
Yes, it's in a separate article saying that we can't deal with the post-nation terror.
Yeah.
We can't deal with the end of the country. And it's not just the end of our country. The new system doesn't have due process, doesn't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, which, again, we can see being manifest right now. Folks, the revolution for liberty and freedom is taking place right now in New York City and all across the planet, in Austin, Texas, and all the points of the compass. The war for the people's minds is on. The people are now beginning to awaken to what's happening. And I'm going to let you get back to calls. I'm going to do a report from Ground Zero tomorrow for a longer period. I'll do a couple calls. Tomorrow, Bob, from the huge demonstration I have that kicks off at about 8 in the morning. You can get there at 10, get there at 11, get there whenever you want. At Ground Zero, and it's going to be running right through to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So everybody, get over here to Ground Zero. I know a lot of people came to New York just yesterday after they saw me get arrested from Maine and Michigan and all over the place. So they certainly were roused by seeing that attack against free speech.
All right, Bob,
thank you so much for all your great coverage, and I just want to thank all the listeners out there for all their support of what we do in this organization. Their support is what makes it all possible. And so, again, long live the Constitution, death to the New World Order, we shall prevail.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, Alex Jones reporting live from New York City. Alex Jones, the modern reincarnation of Patrick Henry and Paul Revere, all rolled up into one. Okay, now we're going to try to take some calls here in the last few minutes of the show. I think we have Roger from Pennsylvania. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I did, going back to that first hour again, I just had to comment on the incredible steamy richness, the hubris of Gerald Rivers, Geraldo Rivera, in his febrile attempt at labeling those demonstrators as being people who solicit sex in men's rooms. I feel like in the position of like trying to state the obvious, but a little historical perspective for anyone listening that might be under 10 years old, let's say, is that after year after year after year of him having served up this endless trail of human debris a la Maury Povich or Jerry Springer, etc., you know, lesbians who have sex with their mothers and all this kind of dreck,
right?
Then Rupert Murdoch decides to send him over to Afghanistan in another febrile attempt to, rescue him.
To legitimize him?
Yeah, and so it had all the comic aspect, if that's possible, of Mike Dukakis popping his head out of an army tank.
Yeah, and your central point here is?
But nevertheless, you know, he was grateful, so Geraldo did his due diligence in trying to rescue his self-tarnished reputation by trying to put lipstick on that pig that is the Afghanistan war as well.
Yeah.
And it came over kind of flat.
Wasn't he the same reporter who in the previous Gulf War was in some American combat unit, and he gave away its position.
That might not have been him.
I don't know if that was him.
Yeah,
or not.
I think you're right. There was something like that with him as well.
I think it was. You know, the guy. Look. I don't know who coined the word, but I like to use it. The guy's a prostitute. Okay.
Yeah, that has like triple entendre. What you just said.
That's what he is.
Now, I don't know what the lefty mix was in that New York protesting contingent, but since when has Geraldo ever met a leftist or a pervert that he did not like?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. Roger, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I got to take a few more calls here. I got Denver in Texas. Now, how can you be a Denver in Texas? Are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
Denver, how you doing? What's up with you, man?
I've just been listening to you, and I'm glad that you're on the show today and talking about the Campbell meeting I plan on attending this afternoon.
Great.
Yeah, I was wondering if you might be able to submit some copies of that document you got from that cigarette.
Are you talking about the Forward Momentum document?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is just Google it, Forward Momentum. Actually, I think Sal Costello, if you go to salcostelloblogspot.com and scroll down, he's got all these news articles there. He actually has the link to the Texas Department of Transportation website that has the document online.
Okay.
You know, so you can actually find it yourself. Forward Momentum. Now, you can't have this copy, though. This one I've got is the copy that got him in trouble. I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to sell it on eBay and make a lot of money. It's the copy. It's got all my notes and everything. It's the copy that got TxDOT in trouble. So, but you can very easily find that, the actual TxDOT document online. Yeah. It's not a problem. Right. Anything else?
Well, I'd just like to say to any people out there in Central Texas to come out tonight and, you know, support and let these traders know that we're watching them, and we'll take action accordingly.
Well, do you have a problem with paying tolls on roads you already paid for? What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I'm a sheeple. You know, I'll lay down and be slaughtered.
Well, don't you want your car to have a tracking tracing device on it so that everywhere you go they can just ding you a quarter no matter where you go, no matter what you do? What's the matter with you?
That was pretty convenient, actually. I might like that.
I mean, pretty soon they'll just be able to stick a pole up stick a camera up on a pole, and just as you drive by, you know, ka-ching, 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 you won't even have to worry about it. They just send you a bill, son. What do you got against that?
Nothing. That sounds like a great idea.
You know, I mean, think about it. Yeah. You could be a human lab rat. Think about it. What a great future for America. Everywhere you go, you get told. Think about it.
Boy, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, Denver, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Now, we've got Fred in Philly. Hey, Fred, do you ever meet people down there at the Eagle in Philly?
I don't know what you mean by the Eagle, Bob. I went to Sam's restaurant last night.
Wanamaker's Eagle down near downtown in Philly. Everybody says, meet me by the Eagle, that big Eagle statue down there. They still have that?
But what I have been doing is I went to Sam's restaurant at 6 in the evening, 6 to 10 last night, and I met Dave Von Kleist.
Oh, you met Dave. Oh, yeah. Is he in Philadelphia now, you said?
He was yesterday.
Oh, really?
And he was in a suburb called Glen Olden, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philadelphia. And I hope he comes back and keeps visiting Philly and visiting all the towns around it.
Yeah, he's a Genesis Communications radio host also. He's got the Power Hour radio show?
Yeah. And you know, when you mix media with a message like that, the way he does, it really is powerful. It sticks in your mind.
He's a good comedian, that's for sure. He's a funny guy. He's a very talented,
right.
Very talented musician too.
Certainly. Now, what I want to bring up is the fact that I actually had a certain amount of success in confronting one of these big media people. She's the either one of the top editors or one of a group of editors that knows all about the North American Union. Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She works for the Wall Street Journal.
What'd you say? How'd you meet her? What'd you say?
Well, I didn't meet her, but I called her. It was difficult to get her on the phone alone, but I called her at work about a year ago after I heard about Jerome Corsi's, after we talked about the secret meeting up in Banff, Canada.
Right.
And it was very revealing because she wouldn't even basically come out and say that was an official meeting. It was not supposed to be on the record, but she did. She was dancing around, basically not trying to admit that she had attended it, but she did.
Oh, she was there.
Attend it.
Oh, she was one of the attendees, huh?
Yeah, and so was, you know, all the people that Jerome has been talking about.
Well,
I think
Fred,
Rumsfeld and
Fred, you have to understand that someone probably wouldn't want to admit that they attended a meeting where they're planning on dissolving the United States of America. I think there's a word for that. I think it begins with a T and ends in an N.
When
Judicial Watch did that FOIA request and got the minutes of that meeting, wherein they sit there and say they want to build this infrastructure project, the NAFTA superhighway, first, before they spring the North American Union on us, so that the infrastructure is in place before they spring it on us, and they use the word evolution by stealth. I think that was somewhat damning, I think. And if I attended a conference like that run by George Shultz, CFR member and former Secretary of Everything, I would be a little hesitant to admit that I was participating in an act of treason against the United States of America. So I understand her position completely.
Yeah, and another thing I just want to say is that I kind of know, I can kind of tell you what technique Mr. Hayes uses. It's a partial, basically a partial truth, partial lie kind of technique where since they know that the government does use secrecy, they just piggyback onto that secrecy.
Yeah, well, Hayes, as far as I'm concerned, just read his stuff. You just go right through it. He flip-flops around both sides of the issue, and yet he comes out, you know, defending. He rails against crooked government, but in the end, he supports the crooked government.
Right. So he doesn't. He doesn't even start at the right point.
Yeah,
he doesn't even start at the point of citizen journalism.
Oh, come on, Fred. You know they lie to us all the time. Trust them about September 11th. Come on.
They lie all right, well, that's all I had to say, Bob.
Well, appreciate the call, and you tell my mother-in-law hello, okay? You take care, Fred. All right. We got
Billy in Tennessee. Billy, you are live on the Alex Jones Show, and 16 million people are listening to you. Are you nervous? Oh, Billy dropped. I guess he got too nervous, huh? Okay, I got Bradley in Oregon. Bradley, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What do you got to add to this discussion?
Well, I own a gay bathhouse. It's called the Blue Goose, and I don't know if it's the same guy or not. His name's Geraldo Rivera. He always likes to wear these black chaps, a pirate hat, and he has a little turtle tattoo on his butt. And his favorite game is Bohemian Butt Baby.
Okay, thank you very much, Bradley from Oregon. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Sorry, that ain't going anywhere. Okay, we got one more segment here before we get out of here. So we're going to take a couple more phone calls. The number is 1-800-259-9231 on the Alex Jones Show. Final segment after the break.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's get right to it. We're in the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. We have now on the line, we have Richard Reeves from Austin, Texas. Richard, how you doing?
Hey, Bob Dacey, it has to be divine providence that you would be sitting there in Alex Jones's chair today and covering this Campo and Trans-Texas Corridor topic and lamestream media and having Alex on and talk about his arrest. We've got video of Alex's arrest. We've got Geraldo giving us the one-finger salute
yep.
on video. We should have that up on YouTube at some point pretty soon.
Yeah, calling us gay bathroom sex people. Yeah, that
was
good.
Oh, man, there's no telling. Yeah,
man, he'll be fired for that, don't you think?
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I tell you what, as far as this lamestream media, you're talking about this rag periodical, that this fish wrap, this birdcage liner.
Yeah.
I tell you what, my tack is we're just going to obsolete you guys. Y'all just keep doing the poor job that you're doing. Just keep telling all the lies that you're doing, and we're just going to obsolete you. So how's that?
Well,
know?
I tell you what, though, in the case of WOAI, I don't know what happened there, but when they took my New American story and took it to the mainstream, they actually did us a big favor there. So that, you know, that's like, well, how did that happen, you know?
Well, and see, that's another thing, too, is they are having to react, and they are changing. I drove up to the Texas Straw Poll a week or so ago, and as I'm driving up there during drive time between 4 and 6 p.m., you've got the big-time Dallas-Fort Worth Neocons talk station 570 KLIF. You've got a talk show host there that sounds like Bob Dacey or Alex Jones or Sal Costello about toll roads interviewing John Corona, saying you're not going to take I-35 and put tolls on it.
Yeah, you just know how gratifying that is. And
it's
so,
just awesome. We're affecting everything. And I tell you what, there's at least two things that people can do at home to help us out, and that's if they go to TexasTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com. If you can't make it to Campo, go to TexasTollParty.com and send an email to stop these toll roads. I mean, these are not the answer to congestion. Look at Orlando, Florida, 28th largest metropolitan area, and more toll roads than any other city in the United States, yet it's ninth worst in annual hours per delay per traveler. Ninth worst.
It's all about revenue generation, period. They're just trying to get more money out of you. You know, Richard, one thing I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to this thing tonight. You know that. I'm going to this Campo meeting tonight.
Awesome.
And if Senator Watson tries to pull some shenanigans there, which we think he might.
Absolutely. He's already done it with the Citizens Comment.
Yeah, he already kicked me out of Citizens Comment already, but I'm going to tell you something. If he tries to pull any shenanigans, there's this big radio show called the Alex Jones Show that goes nationwide, worldwide, 5 days a week.
Right.
I'm going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show again tomorrow. And Senator Watson, you try to pull something, the world is going to know about it tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. You got it?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, that's awesome. And that's another way is they can go to email at campotexas.org and email Kirk Watson right now. Just send him some emails about what's going on and tell him that you're not satisfied with the situation here with them trying to take existing roads. And folks all over the nation, the reason Austin and Central Texas existing roads being usurped is so important to you is because your roads are next.
That's right.
If we stop them in Austin.
We're the battleground. Right now, we've got to stop them right now. You get down to that meeting at the state capitol at 6 o'clock. And show them we mean business. Okay, we're out of time on the Alex Jones Show. Once again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones saying I'll see you tomorrow. And we're going to do this again at 11. Primary concentration going to be on September 11th. But let me tell you something. If Kirk Watson, the chairman of the Campo Board, tries to pull anything, we'll be the first to report it to you. Once again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, Genesis Communications Radio Networks, websites InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. Take care, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.